This is Bob Jones. When we were little kids, most of us probably dreamt about what we would like to be when we grow up. Maybe a teacher, a scientist, an astronaut, a builder, or perhaps a dancer. These are just some of the more popular choices. But how many of us stuck to our dreams when we grew up? Well, the person I'm about to introduce to you has definitely seen his childhood dreams come true.
I dreamt about making cars as a child when I lived in the rural area. Back then, when I saw the Jiefeng trucks zooming past on the road carrying goods and Hongqi inspection cars on TV, I was so impressed and proud. So, my sole ambition when I left my home province Henan for college in northeastern China was to get into FAW Group, train for skills and develop Hongqi cars.
Meet Yang Yongxiu, who is now a senior auto technician at China FAW Group's R&D Center, carrying out research and development and trial production of leading-edge car products for the company. He specializes in numerical control technology and has mastered the skills of making automotive engine cylinders that meet extremely high standards, tolerances of less than 0.015 millimeters. This is how he explains his work in layman's terms.
The engine is the heart of the entire vehicle. The cylinder block and the cylinder cap are the two most important components in the engine. My job is to build the cylinder block and cylinder cap. Programming allows us to operate a massive, over 10-meter-long machine tool for product processing, with an accuracy of around 1/5 of the thickness of our hair.
Still not sure? Look at it this way. The cylinder block and cylinder head of an engine determine its performance. There are more than 100 holes in the cylinder block of an engine. To ensure a tight fit between the cylinder block and cylinder head, it is necessary to ensure that the accuracy of the cylinder holes is within 0.015 millimeters, which is equivalent to about 1/5 the thickness of a human hair.
It's like walking a distance of 1 meter with two people each starting from either end and walking towards each other. The deviation of their paths cannot exceed 1/5 of the thickness of a hair, which means their paths must be accurately aligned. Only in this way can you ensure the efficiency of the engine.
To achieve this, they don't operate the milling machine manually. They use computer programs to control the over 10-meter-long milling machine.
Yeah, you can say our team are the ones who turn the designer's dream into reality, because the design is in 3D or two-dimensional data forms. Bit by bit, our team converts what's on paper or in data form into a concrete object, a real car that everyone can see.
The 37-year-old said this with a shy grin. He speaks Mandarin with a blend of Eastern Henan and Northern Changchun accent. Born into a rural family in Shangqiu, Henan province, Yang dreamed of making cool cars when he grew up, as he said at the beginning. His dad's agricultural tractor brought him a whole lot of happiness during his childhood before he boarded a train to Changchun in 2007 after college entrance examination to study numerical control technology at a vocational college. Changchun is known as the cradle of China's automobile industry because the country's first cargo truck, first high-end Hongqi car, and first subway passenger car were manufactured there. The vocational college he attended has a long history of training auto workers for the automotive industry. Yang was getting closer to his dream. He studied hard, graduated a top student in his class, and joined automaker FAW as he had wished.
My first job here was in a plant, manually operating regular milling machines, which are metal-cutting machine tools. I apprenticed with a skilled master. I practiced hard and performed well.
6 months later, he was transferred to the numerical control team, where milling machines were operated with digital technology. Here, he had to face up to a lot of challenges.
Many of the challenges come from the technical level. We develop a wide range of products, which means technicians on the front line need to deal with products of different types, sizes, and shapes every day and do problem solving. No one single product comes in bulk. It's a bit like doctors seeing their patients. Some come to treat a cold, others to diagnose a fever or their coughs. So technical challenges are what we constantly face with.
Digitalization and programming to such an extent wasn't something he was armed with at college. He had to learn on the job under the guidance of super skilled technicians and in his own spare time. Within 5 years, he was able to handle the very complicated programming which the job demanded of him. Having said that, Young admits the biggest and constant challenge was not technical pressure, but psychological.
The biggest challenge is on the person's psychology, because we are 100% sure to encounter various technical difficulties in this job. When one comes across a particularly tough technical issue, when he tries a million ways yet still cannot overcome it, he might just feel like giving up.
Luckily, Yang Yongxiu is tough. In his work, he and his team have overcome one key technical hurdle after another, obtaining 50 patents in auto technology. Yang alone solved over 130 production-related technical problems and obtained over 20 patents in the process. Last November, one leading-edge limousine model that Yang and his colleagues worked to develop attracted a lot of vibe on the internet because of its wonderful features and cool look. Yang felt very content.
We've put in a lot of effort and have overcome many technical challenges in this process. And some of the components are also personally processed by me, so I felt super proud. It felt like my childhood dream of coming to Northeast China, work in FAW, and develop my dream car has been fulfilled.
Over the years, Yang Yongxiu has received various honors and awards, including the China Youth May the 4th Medal, the highest honor awarded to Chinese youth who have distinguished themselves in their fields. He was also nominated for the 2023 National Craftsman of the Year Award, which honors the country's outstanding craftspeople, frontline workers, engineers, and technicians. You're listening to Footprints. We've just heard the story of how Yang Yongxiu made his dream car a reality. Coming up, we'll find out what bigger dreams he has now and how he is moving towards his next dream. Every year, the Great Hall of the People in downtown Beijing, where national-level meetings and important political activities take place, bustles with people during the Two Sessions, a key event in China's political calendar. This year is no exception. The Two Sessions refers to the annual coming together of China's National People's Congress and the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, which are China's top legislature and National Political Advisory Body, respectively. Among the crowds of lawmakers and national political advisors, we found Yang Yongxiu, who is also a deputy to the 14th National People's Congress. As one of the national lawmakers coming from grassroots level, he has tabled a couple of suggestions at the ongoing MPC sessions, which are very much related to his job.
This year, I will put forward a couple of suggestions, including adopting bold, innovative, and cutting-edge technologies in developing new energy vehicles, further develop bachelor's-level vocational education programs to cultivate a high-caliber industrial workforce, and a suggestion on how college students can help revitalize the development of Northeast China.
Maybe it's because of his experience at vocational college, which prepared him for becoming who he is now, as someone who leads the development and trial production of cutting-edge products of domestic car brands. Yang Yongshuo values vocational education a lot, particularly bachelor's-level vocational education.
Vocational colleges are the place where a future industrial workforce comes from. High-quality development demands highly skilled technical talents to support it. That's how you turn out high-quality products.
According to the Guidelines for the Development of Manufacturing Talents, released by the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, by 2025, the total demand for talents in the top 10 key areas of manufacturing is around 62 million, with a talent demand gap of nearly 30 million. Through his research, Yang Yongshuo found that there are still a lot of young people, and sometimes their parents too, who are keen on obtaining academic degrees rather than vocational degrees. So, during last year's two sessions, he put forward a suggestion regarding bachelor's-level vocational education.
Last year, I submitted three proposals. One of them was on developing bachelor's-level vocational education programs. The Ministry of Education responded to it, stating clearly that leading enterprises and current reputable vocational colleges should join forces to build a batch of quality bachelor's-level vocational colleges. With both technical skills and a solid theoretical foundation, their graduates will become a great force in future research and innovation.
At the ongoing session, the auto engineer goes one step further, has tabled another suggestion regarding the same topic. He wants to see more concrete encouragement for those studying at bachelor's-level vocational colleges.
Why am I putting forward another suggestion regarding bachelor's-level vocational education this year? It is because young people attending vocational colleges need more recognition by society. After they graduate from vocational college, well-trained for skills and get their bachelor's-level vocational degrees, can they find a job and earn a salary compatible with their education? I think these needs should be considered by either the education authorities or other relevant departments. Once these problems are solved, we can have a closed loop where the vocational college students not only earn a degree, but can also receive concrete benefits such as higher salaries.
As a man who chased his car-making dream all the way from central Henan province to northeastern Changchun city, Yang Yongshuo is now running full speed towards his next dream, including reducing the deviations of his automotive engine cylinders further and making his dream cars run even faster. And with that, we conclude this edition of Footprints. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Jones. If you're interested in hearing more about the lives of ordinary but incredible people in China, follow us wherever you get your podcasts. Just key in Footprints and you can find more stories anytime, anywhere. We'll see you next time.